Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another Nutty Bites dinner and a movie for you for the dog days of podcasting. And today I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review of The IT Crowd. It's another British series done by the same guy that did Black Books, and it's basically about a woman. She goes in to get a job at this big company, and she's not quite sure what she's applying for, but somehow ends up becoming the manager of the IT department. Meanwhile, she knows nothing about computers at all. So she is brought from this glitzy office space all the way down to the basement, and she meets these two typical IT dweebs. And I say typical IT dweebs in like quotation marks because it's what people think of. Although, you might be able to correlate this a bit with The Big Bang Theory, you know, where there's these geek stereotypes. I feel like in the IT crowd, it's less mocking and a little more loving. I know that everybody, they fall in love with the characters in The Big Bang Theory, but and I really enjoyed the show for a while too, but after a while, I just felt like I was being mocked. And I know that part of that has to do with the fact that, like, none of the actors are geeks at all. And I know that the writers are, but they're very limited in their geek scope. But I don't know. I just, how many times can you sit there and laugh at, you know, oh, haha, the pretty girl doesn't get what the geeky guys are talking about when it comes to insert geekdom here, you know, comic books, video games, Star Trek, whatever. Which is funny because the actress is the more of a geek than any of the guys. But that's not what the IT crowd is. So with the IT crowd, you've got like your main characters. You've got Moss, who's like, he's that guy that you knew who is still kind of like the same guy that he was in school, and he never quite got interested in girls, and he's very detail-oriented, but very, very brilliant. And I don't want to say that he's an on-the-spectrum trope, because I don't think that's where they were going. I think he's just so narrowly focused on his passions that the other things just don't even come into question for him. And then you've got Roy, who is the geek that has a social life, and he's the slob that sits on the couch playing video games all day, but at the same time, he knows what he's doing and stuff like that. And that's really neat. And at one point, you meet this guy, Richmond, and he's the goth geek, and Jen, she's just trying to, you know, live up to the trope of Sex in the City, but failing miserably. And so you get all of that clashing, and instead of a ha-ha-ha, look how funny these geeks are, you're seeing things through the geek's perspective, and ha-ha-ha, look how funny these normals are. Gosh, they're bizarre. And that's what I really love about it. Plus, so I've never worked in IT, but I've definitely experienced this. You know, I think most people listening to this, or at least like 80% of the people listening to this, you are likely the tech support for your family. If you're listening to podcasts, you are likely the tech support for your family. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that. I have, in addition to being tech support for my family, every full-time on-site job that I've ever had, I think all of two, maybe three, actually had IT people. All of the others, they didn't have IT people, and so I was the de facto IT person. And in a couple of those situations, I was still the de facto IT person. So like one place, they had an IT person. He had no idea what to do with Macs. Actually, this was every IT person I ever had. They had no idea what to do with Macs. So I would teach them how to do it, you know, what to do and everything. And this one place that I worked, he had no idea what to do with Macs, but he was one guy for a huge agency. And I mean, The campus was enormous. We had three buildings. That's how big this place was. So my office was actually right across the hall from the executive directors. Everybody thought I was actually a closet because there was like no windows and lots of storage. But I was across from the executive director, his office. And I ended up being the person who helped his receptionist and secretary and assistant. He had like three women working in his outer office. And I was basically doing their tech support because they couldn't get the IT guy to come for just simple, you know, when they needed him. And often it was just like very, very simple things. And I remember getting like the admin passwords and stuff from the IT guy because he was like, okay, you can help out. And so that would happen a lot. And I remember one job I had, most of the time, by the way, if I was working on a Mac, I was the only Mac, or my department was the only Macs in the entire company. So this other place that I was working at, you've probably used their products in school. I'm just saying. I'm not going to mention names, but I am going to say you likely used their products in grade school. And those of you who are older, yeah, you guys too. You've used their products as well. So our department were the only ones that had Macs. He knew nothing. And so he was going for like special training and stuff, but he would constantly, whenever he didn't have something to fix, he would hang around our department so he could learn stuff. And I remember he went to like this Mac conference and he came back and he was like, oh, I learned all this thing. And he puts an extension into my Mac to make everything flip upside down and dissolve and whatnot. And so I started up and I see things aren't making sense. And I just restart it with the shift key down and turn it on without extensions. I was like, oh, I see. You put some funny extensions on, huh? How do you know about extensions? I'm like, if anything's wrong, it's always extensions. Come on, dude. That's the easiest trick. Oh, Macs were so much easier to fix back then. But I'm still very happy with Unix. And then the third IT person that we actually, that I had, I was actually working on a PC then too. But at the same time, like, he never had to do anything on my computer. It was always I this is funny, I sent him an invite to Gmail. And so we're still like connected because I sent him the invite to Gmail back when you needed an invite. And so there's all of that. But that was fun. So definitely understand the whole, have you tried turning it off and on again? Are you sure that it's plugged in? And when I worked in schools, every time I went into a computer lab, they're like, this one's broken. Oh, well, it's just this. Oh, I don't know why, but the screen is completely flipped because the student put it in portrait mode. You can do that? Those were always fun. Like, everything's plugged in. Everything's plugged in. Yeah, except this plug isn't actually plugged in. I mean, so many times it's that, or my favorite, and this happens to me as well. It's as soon as you complain and try and show somebody else that the problem's happening, the problem stops happening. That's my favorite. But, so the IT crowd is hysterical. I think one of my favorite episodes is the Friend Face episode where they basically tackle social media. And I am constantly making references to it. And it's so worth it. There's four seasons in a special. Netflix teased me by saying there were new episodes and there were episodes I had already seen. They tried to do a U.S. version, and they brought Richard Ayoade, however you say his name, over to do it, and it was the dude from Community and a couple other people, but it's just one of those things, you know? So often they try to bring things over, and it just doesn't work, and I think the only time that it ever actually worked is The Office, and in that case, The Office was better, but I don't know. I don't know why they try to do these things. They often bring them over and just lose everything that was good about it. So, there we go, the IT crowd. I didn't think of... you can definitely pair this with a can of Cuke. That's their made-up cola. that's just me sipping on a bit of Cuke. You know what they say about the first cuke of the day? Well, it only leads to 16 more. So I'm gonna just pair this with what I had for dinner tonight, and that's cheeseburgers. Yes, yummy cheeseburgers on the barbecue with a slice of Swiss cheese. Perfect. And before I go, I just have something I want to share. So last night, after recording, a friend of my husband's came over, somebody he works with. They're both big Warhammer 40K guys. And so he was going to bring over his miniatures and they were going to exchange and, you know, have a glass of rye, whatever. We're hanging out and we're getting to talking and I make up some food. I make these potato chips in the oven, you know, cut up a potato, just make them chips in the oven. And we're talking, whatever. And I'm drinking a couple beer. I had the Mill Street Organics. Love them. That's a Toronto-based beer. And I ran out and I made a comment. I was like, oh, sads, no more beer. And so Tacky's like, well, what would PG say? Fireball. So we go and we're doing a fireball shot. And we go because PGH, you know, to PG. Because every time I drink Fireball, I do a drink to PG. And that's just how I do. And so my husband starts explaining. He's like, oh, so this guy, Patrick Holyfield, he's the one that introduced us. And he starts to explain. And his friend goes, PG Holyfield, that's an author, right? Why, yes, it is. It is an author. Huh. How do you know that he's an author? Have you read his books? Oh, yeah, yeah, but I found out about him from, well, my friend, well, he's not my friend. He's this guy I follow on Twitter, another author. I really like his books, like, a lot. I'm like, okay, so what author is that? And he's like, well, Scott Sigler. I was like, oh, Scott, okay. Yeah, well, I'm friends with Scott, too. Really? I was like, dude, did you not notice my shelf of Sigler? As I point across the hall, across the living room, and he looks and he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Wait, you have some of his books in German. Oh my God, what is this? And so we start talking, and turns out he started listening to Sigler, I think, Contagious, I think he said, or Infected, I'm not sure. But excuse me. So he was a huge Scott Sigler fan. And so we talked a little bit about that. And then we were talking further. And he's like, and he starts going through my books. And he's like, oh, and you know this person, you know this person. And then, you know, I was like, okay, so let's start going through the list of things. And it's funny because sometimes, like, I'd mention a name. And, you know, like, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I do this podcast and did it with PG, Christiana Ellis, Chooch and Viv. And he's like, wait, Christiana Ellis sounds familiar, not quite sure. And then he remembers, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, Space Casey. I love Space Casey. And he's like, yeah, I don't know Chooch or Viv. And we're talking and talking. And then later on, he's talking about how he listens to Phil Rossi's music. I was like, well, like, did you listen to Ditch by Kate? Yeah. I was like, well, Chooch was the bassist on that. He's like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, so... He's like, so I do know it. And I was like, yeah, all right. So you know all the the peoples. But it was just really funny. And he's like, all this time I've been talking to Tech and just about Warhammer. And turns out you guys like everything else, including comics, anime, and podcasting. I was like, yeah, yeah. So he may be on the podcast coming up. I think we... want to do an episode somehow involving Warhammer some way, but I think that might be, I don't know, I got to come up with a good topic for that, because it might be a little too specific, a little too pigeonholed for Netty Bites. And then there's an episode I want to do with Jason Banks called Fan Entitlement. And then I want to do another episode, which is like... fan love or fan adoration or something like that, you know, how the positives of what getting deeply entrenched in a fandom can be about. The fan entitlement one is basically responding to people who feel like they can demand things, you know, write your books faster, stop talking about football, or I didn't like the way that game ended, I demand you give me a new ending, or I don't know, oh, the latest comics say that, Cap is a Hydra traitor, so I'm going to scream traitor at somebody who's wearing a Captain America cosplay at a convention. You know, stuff like that, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think that that'll be a really interesting topic. And I think it also goes into the whole, like, how dare you change my character, you know? Mary Jane's can't be black, you know, kind of a thing. Or, you know, so various things, you know, that somebody might change a character in comics, you know, oh no, how dare you change a comic book character? Like, that doesn't happen all the freaking time. And then, so I want to do another episode where it talks about, you know, how fandom can bring people together and it can make them love the projects more, but they can also connect with people more. And so I think talking about gaming, there's a lot of that, talking about the various fandoms, there's that. I mean, heck, I met Tech through Star Trek fandom. I mean, it wasn't called fandom back then, but that's essentially what it was. So I think those will be some fun topics. So if you're not already subscribed to the Nutty Bites feed, go to nimlass.org /Nutty Bites and make sure you get yourself subscribed. You can subscribe on pretty much any platform. And if you're got a podcatching app on your phone, just look for Nutty Bites and you should be able to find it. Just look for the phone with a bunch of nuts on it being eaten. Yes, it's a very interesting logo. So thank you very much, everyone. And yeah, this has been Nutty Bites. I think, yes, yeah, so this is 28. So we have 2 more episodes in the dog days. Getting down to the nitty gritty. And I think, I don't know, we'll see if there's a couple bonus on this feed after that.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlass Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlass.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.